old son were home at the time of the fire and made it out safely. If you would like to donate, visit alabamanews.net. And state troopers are investigating after two people died in a crash Saturday. This happened just after 3:30 Saturday morning on Interstate 85, just outside of Shorter. Troopers say a car left the road and overturned after hitting another car. The driver of the second car has minor injuries. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Monday, starting your week out right, 272-9228. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market get basket drawing, but if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Attorney General Barr is talking now on Fox and doing a press conference. They're talking about they're going to expel, and I believe it's a dozen Saudi military people at the training base in Naval Air Station, Pensacola.
Interesting. They're trainees, and we do that here in Montgomery, right? We have people from
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with this because they are going and doing a deeper dive on these folks. These guys were some pretty radical folks. I mean, they were going to radical websites and doing some things that they shouldn't have been doing, and I'm surprised nobody picked up on that.
Yeah, and we got to play this carefully because it really would be a shame, say, if somebody's from Pakistan, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, anywhere, if one of their fellow countrymen does something really wrong, do we hold them accountable for it? I guess it's really on a person-by-person basis. You look into somebody's background, their actions, their statements, really carefully look at somebody. Because that would be a shame, that bringing somebody we trust into our military like that.
Well, seeing we didn't bar people from Saudi Arabia coming into the United States on visas. What we did is other countries that we weren't friends with that had a problem, but Saudi Arabia seems to be having this kind of look the other way kind of feeling towards towards folks, which I don't think is a good idea.
Well, I think Salman, I mean, the Crown Prince has been a little too boisterous. I mean, he's coming across as a young leader. But it's more complicated than I think we generally in the United States have to point out, that he's fighting many different factions within his own royal family, which is a large royal family.
The ones that he put in jail.
Right, as well as the more extreme factions within the country. And I think that's part of why successive administrations have been working with the Saudis. It's like, okay, if y'all can get, you guys can keep these folks on a leash, that would be good. Please do that. We'll see where it goes. I don't know about these reforms, though. We'll see.
We'll know in the fullness of time, as they say. Let's continue on with Nancy Pelosi. Let's go to cut number 10. She's going to be asked about the 2020, and you heard how she veered off when she's asked about Iran. But this is, we played the two Iranian clips, and now we're going to the end. She's going to be asked about 2020 election. She throws the kitchen sink at the 2020 election.
I want to ask you a question about the 2020 election and foreign policy again. Bloomberg is reporting this Friday the possibility that there's an investigation now on whether or not the Russians are trying to help President Trump and hurt Joe Biden. Again, we see that right there. U.S. pros as Russia's targeting Biden in 2020 election meddling. The probe comes as senior U.S. officials are warning that Russia's election interference in 2020 could be more brazen than in 2016 or the 2018 midterm elections. How worried are you about Russian interference in 2020? Are we doing all we can to prevent it?
No, and the President of the United States is in complete denial about Russia's role.
No.
As I have said, in terms of this president, all roads lead to Putin. He said he's not going to accept the assessment of our own intelligence agent that they were very much involved in 2016 election, that 24/7 now they are still engaged. He's trying to blame it on Ukraine and this silliness that has been debunked again and again, but he and his folks still keep advancing it. Everything that he has done, whether it's in Syria vis-a-vis the Turks, whether it's been in Ukraine in terms of withholding assistance as they try to fight the Russians, his denial about their role in our election then and now, all roads lead to Putin. And sometimes I wonder about Mitch McConnell, too. Why is he an accomplice to all of that? He has resisted resources going in a manner commensurate with the threat for state agencies, whichever they are in a state, could be the Secretary of State or whatever, to protect our infrastructure, our critical infrastructure of elections. He says you shouldn't even call that critical infrastructure. So it's all of a piece with them, and that's why it's really important for the facts to come forward, the witnesses to be heard, the documentation to be reviewed, so that the American people can see, so that no other president in the future could ever think that it's okay to engage in the way that this president has, to undermine the Constitution, undermine our national security in doing so, as well as jeopardizing the integrity of our election.
Man, she said a mouthful there. Is there anything that she left out?
I know.
All roads lead to Putin, but I've got to talk so quickly that I can't even say Putin fully.
It's so over the top.
I mean, if you think about it, all Republicans are bad, Trump is awful, McConnell's awful. If you're associated with anybody that's associated with Trump, you're awful too. And it is so myopic. It's just she can only see this one thing, and that's it. She cannot see her own failings here. Unbelievable. I tell you what, this lady now scares the crap out of me. Because they're just going to keep doing this until you drum them out of office. They've got so much on the table. They have so much to lose. They've got to do everything possible to get Trump out of there. Man. Okay. Speaking of which, the calmer General Dan. Nunes was interesting. Let's do the Maria first. Nunes with Maria Bartiromo on the ICIG. That's the Intel Community Inspector General Whitaker that I brought up to you last week. Let's listen in.
As the Senate prepares for the expected start of the impeachment trial this upcoming week, House GOP leaders are investigating the original whistleblower complaint that started the inquiry in the first place. The ranking Republican on the Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, sending this letter to the intelligence community's inspector general, demanding answers over inconsistencies that were found in the complaint. Congressman Nunes joins me now. Got your letter in front of me. Tell us the crux.
The bottom line is that Republicans asked back in the end of September for the ICIG to provide emails, documentation about how it's possible that someone that only had secondhand information could possibly be a whistleblower when it wasn't on the form. What we got back was essentially a non-answer answer at the early stages of October. At that time, we moved into impeachment in the House, and what I said at the time, even though the media largely ignored it, I said that we're not finished with the ICIG. Lo and behold, the Democrats know that the ICIG is a major problem. You know why? Because they haven't released his testimony. So he's the only one of all the star chamber games that were played in the basement of the Capitol with these secretive interviews. The only one that's not released is the one with the IC Inspector General. That's unacceptable. So what we're asking for here is, because what he's claiming is essentially that we're just dumb, we made mistakes, it was a huge mistake. That's fine if you want to claim incompetence, but you need to have the documentation, the evidence to prove that you were indeed incompetent, because it just doesn't pass the smell test, and it looks so much like everything else we've seen from the Russia hoax to the Ukraine hoax that became the impeachment scam.
Okay, so, and Whitaker, I told you about the ties to Whitaker. Whitaker was formerly a DOJ. One of his oversights as a deputy attorney general was counterintelligence, mm-hmm. Peter Strzok operation. So, this guy, and I think I mentioned to y'all, I had heard about this, but I did not want to go with it until I heard somebody else talk about it, and we could talk about the news story of this. But it seems that what Whitaker did is he knew the whistleblower, he had ties to his attorney, and it seems that his argument is, oh, well, we just made mistakes. We didn't fill out the right form and stuff. No, what you did is you did everything so it would look a particular way. The question is, when urgent and believable, when you added that, was it really urgent and believable, and what made it urgent and believable, and what were the ties that you had with the other people involved, the attorney and the whistleblower itself, which had connections all sorts of ways in here? And I'm worried about the influence of Brennan on this whole thing.
And just for clarity's sake, you've been saying Whitaker the last minute or two. Is the IG's name Whitaker or Atkinson? Because I remember Matthew Whitaker, who was the acting AG for a little while there.
Ooh, yeah. I guess it is Atkinson. I don't know. I thought it was Whitaker, but
we'll have to
look. We can look it up.
It's an IG. They're not exactly.
ICIG.
Yeah.
But this is going to be one to watch. Now, he's basically going to say, look, you need either prove that your stupidity, or we need, because they're asking questions. Now, one thing that really bothers me in this thing, Barr and the in the Senate side of the House, but Barr's not getting too actively involved in this thing. We have another component of the FISA court. There's another story that broke late last night that's really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad. So let's listen to the... But why Barr isn't picking this up in the Senate and why Barr isn't talking about it, I don't know. Let's listen in.
Do you think you'll get these answers?
Well, I think it's pertinent that the ICIG get these answers by Friday, because this is the guy who lit the fuse for this impeachment scam that's now going to be on trial in the Senate. So if he wants to clear his name and prove that he is in fact, and his office is in fact incompetent, he needs to provide the evidence that he's incompetent.
The whistleblower apparently also worked for John Brennan, worked with John Brennan for a time. Connect the dots here, because you've been exposing the fraud by a cabal of individuals, whether under the leadership of John Brennan at the CIA or Jim Comey mm-hmm. at the FBI.
Well, look, and that's the other problem here with the ICIG, is this ICIG actually has connections, was a lawyer for some of the very people that were involved involved in the FISA abuse scam. So all of this becomes intertwined and related, and we need to get to the bottom of it. And look, the ICIG, in theory, works for Congress. So why he would not provide evidence, which is really the IG's, that's their game, right? That's what Horowitz proved, is they're very good at getting emails and evidence that exist within the bureaucracy. So this is not hard for the ICIG to provide us all the documentation on their supposed stupidity.
Stupidity, sorry. Got cut off, not by me, but by them. Okay, so Devin Nunes was on, and by the way, Joey just corrected me, it was Atkinson. I kept saying Whitaker. So let's go to Devin Nunes on Fox and Friends with this guy who has been appointed to have oversight over FISA documents. This guy is, and how this happened, I do not know, but this guy has written a bunch of bad stuff about Devin Nunes, has been, the FBI didn't do anything wrong on FISA. What? And this was appointed by the judge just rotated off. That was the head of FISA. That was the lady who was chap. This, the new judge, is a younger judge, but also is an Obama appointee. This really, really is disturbing.
Let me move on and ask you for some reaction to this David Chris naming. I know you obviously have a lot of experience with this individual. The surveillance court picks ex-DOJ leader David Chris to review FBI reforms. We know that Christopher Wray is coming out with reforms. We're going to show some of the headlines that David Chris wrote about you and about the Nunes memo, which, of course, as we know, was 100% true when you first came out with that Nunes memo, which was exposing the wrongdoing and the attempted coup to take down then candidate Trump and then President Trump.
I don't know this gentleman. I remember at the time there were conspiracy theorists out there who were saying that they were accusing me essentially of committing crimes, when in fact it was the FBI and the dirty cops and the Clinton people that were engaged in this conspiracy to try to take out the President of the United States. So the fact that of all the people in the swamp, I mean, granted, the swamp isn't very big, but, you know, there are several million people that live in this area. This is the guy that you come up with, the guy that was accusing me of federal crimes, the guy that was defending the dirty cops at the FBI. I mean, look, that's why I said this last night in a tweet. The court must be trying to abolish itself. Because there is long-term damage. I mean, this is just another misstep. Remember, the judge from last year that now that was in charge of all these FISAs, she claimed at the end of the year, which was great, oh, my God, there was a problem here. We need the FBI to do something. Well, that in and of itself was essentially a lie, or very close to a lie, because she knew from the House Republicans that there was a fraud on the court. They had more information and evidence than we did. And so now you have a new judge that's been put in place, and he picks one of the guys that was essentially covering up for the dirty cops. You can't make it up. I guess we're just going to have to abolish this whole FISA system at this point and try to build something new. I don't think the American people and Republicans in Congress, if this continues, you're going to have a continued concern amongst Republicans, conservatives, that there's really something wrong with the FBI. And I don't think that there is. I think they're doing a really good job on a number of fronts.
Which
but
is
this
why
court's
this
not acceptable.
It's going to be interesting to see how many other Republicans feel that way. I noticed that they have pulled in other people like Mark Meadows. Jim Jordan now has questioned. But it's going to take a whole bunch of House people to see this something differently than it is. And then will the Democrats not see it that way because they have this kind of vested interest in FISA and not maligning FISA? Because does that kind of set Trump, make him look better? We're going to get into the Fox and Friends stuff that happened this morning about this guy right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
United. here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there. So if someone needs a system service or repair, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United's service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I certainly did. Football was a little weird this weekend, being close to. But we got the game tonight. I'm really looking forward to the LSU game. I think LSU's going to smack Clemson down.
Oh, yeah. Because LSU's looked dominant all year. Clemson's had its ups and downs. So.
Well, just to kind of rub salt into the wound, ESPN did the last year's national championship game, Clemson-Alabama. Mm. And they did the kind of the narrative of what was going on behind the scenes, and it was bad. my alcohol input went way up right during that time, but it was kind of like watching a car wreck too. Okay, so now let's go to Fox and Friends. Same subject matter, talking about this guy David Criss and the FISA overview.
After a scathing report ripped the FBI for its FISA warrant errors, the FISA court picks an Obama-era attorney to oversee reform.
Critics say that David Criss has defended these FBI practices and even blasted our next guest over the now vindicated memo questioning surveillance of a former Trump campaign advisor.
Congressman Devin Nunes says the FISA court could not have made a worse choice. He joins us right now. I just got a note from somebody in D.C., works in the same building you do, says the National Security Division that he comes from does part of the actual FISA approval. So if he's going to be one of the people trying to help institute these changes, it sounds like to some this could be a little CYA.
Yeah, I would also say it's more like the fox guarding the hen house. So this is somebody who should be nowhere near this, especially for his public statements that were so defamatory, really, in nature. He was like wishing for House Republicans to be under Mueller's investigation when we released the memo that was clearly pointing out the abuse that, by the way, the court should have already known. So what's inexcusable here is, you know, how did a new judge, if you were appointed during the Obama era, nothing against, you know, judges, but this is someone who, you know, who obviously hasn't been on the court for that long. Seems like there would have been, you would have wanted more of a veteran judge to take the place, the new spot on the Fifth Court. Then that judge, that new judge that was just replaced the old judge, because I'm sure that old judge left because of the abuse, So this new judge then gets eight individuals. Remember, there were eight individuals that this judge could have picked, according to the documents that we've read. And you pick the only one that is very public and very nasty. You know, it's really, to me, it looks like this is the swamp trying to say, we don't care what you say, Congress. We don't care about Republicans. We don't care about the Trump administration. We don't care about the rest of America. We're going to continue to conduct business the same way we've always conducted business. And I will tell you, I said this in a statement the other night, the court must be trying to abolish itself, or they must be trying to dare the Congress to abolish itself. I think these tools are very important to protect Americans from terrorists and others, but not if it's going to mean that the Democratic Party gets to use these tools to attempt to remove presidents and target political operatives when they want to. I'd rather get rid of and abolish this court than be left with that.
Okay, so he said the same thing last night, abolish the court if we're going to stay with where we are. And I hope he's drumming up some support for that, because this, if we just kind of keep going on the way we're going on and nothing happens, that's not good. And the thing you're going to pick up in the next part of this cut is there's not anything anybody can really do with about this.
Right.
Now, that is not good. And it seems Christopher Wray is the one of the people that kind of pushed this on. This is the second part of this.
Tell the folks at home exactly what his role will be. He'll be overseeing reforms. So what exactly does that mean? Can you give us an example?
Well, we don't really know. We saw a series of reforms that were laid out by the FBI director on Friday, along with the appointment of this individual. Other than that, we really don't know. But look, I think Republicans are going to have to take a hard look at how we're going to move forward, continue to protect the American homeland, but not with a process like this.
Get rid of them. Don't let it stand. Who put them there? I mean, the FISA court put them there? So someone's got to get rid of them. It's not going to work.
We can't get rid of him. I mean, look, you have a new judge that I don't know this new judge. Maybe he's fine. He's an Obama judge that then picks the very worst person or one of the worst people that you could find in the swamp.
That's not good, folks. This is not good. And let me tell you what, if you don't fix FISA, then like my faith and confidence in FBI and DOJ and national security is going to be zero.
I was already pretty close to there.
Even in an Obama administration, but I'm just kind of shocked at this whole thing. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting.
Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. More protests in Iran's capital, Tehran, 3 days now over Iran's military mistakenly shooting down a passenger plane last week. There are denials from police. They fired live bullets at protesters, although there's video on social media seeming to show that. White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham tells Fox.
The president has been pretty clear. He stands with the very brave Iranian people who are protesting their leadership, and that's a good thing.
Great Britain's Queen Elizabeth has agreed to let her grandson, Prince Harry, and his wife, Meghan, move part-time to Canada and live a more independent life while still retaining their royal titles. Harry and his brother William jointly deny a report about the family.
The Times newspaper reported Harry and wife Meghan feel William has a bullying attitude. The denial coming as the Queen hosts talks with Prince Harry and other royals finding a way forward after Harry and wife Meghan announced plans to step back from their royal roles.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, how about a little springtime in January with frequent periods of wet weather and way above normal temperatures. Today and tonight, showers and thunderstorms are a good bet from time to time. High today, 74. Low tonight, how about 64? Then mid to upper 70s on Wednesday, more showers and thunderstorms. In fact, we could even have a risk of a few leftover showers on Thursday and still warm. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, there's a light in 272-9228, that's where we are.
Like a silent, can wait for
Joey, let me check your sad meter.
Oh, no.
Cory Booker dropping out 2020.
It's so sad.
Oh, man.
See, when I get really depressed, Dan, I giggle.
I can tell.
I sound like Vern Lundquist a few drinks in, chortling during a ball game. Cory Booker's out.
It's getting interesting, and now folks are attacking Bernie. Bernie's getting ahead in the polls, and things are kind of happening. Mike Bloomberg said that he was willing to spend, wait on it, $1 billion on defeating Donald Trump and for his campaign. Now, I think that I think it's a foil of that him running for president. I think he's just doing right. that as a mechanism so we can go spend money and not be tethered by any rules.
That actually is a brilliant strategy if that's all he's trying to do.
Yeah, he's just trying to go in there and mess up Trump's hair.
And even if, say, the Democrat doesn't win or beat Trump, it gives Bloomberg a lot of power in the party going
Yeah, it
forward.
Gives him a 2024 profile.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I know.
But, he's just not a...
That's yeah, I tell you, I have a friend that just submitted something to the RNC. He's in Texas, and he... kind of followed Bloomberg around and looked at some of his events and looked at it from a campaign perspective. And he said, he knowing that I'm presidential advance and director of events, event operations, he said, you know, looking at it from the Reagan campaign motif and looking at Mike Bloomberg, said, Mike Bloomberg goes out of his way not to do large crowd events. He goes out of his way not to do town halls.
Hmm.
He said everything is overly scripted and very, very boring. He was at the San Antonio thing that you saw with the judge, and he said just by standards, it was a terrible event. But local media lapped it up because Judge Judy was there and then Mike Bloomberg and... But it didn't look right, didn't look good, no backdrops, wouldn't, you know, just trying to make news, not anything else. He goes, the word awful kind of comes to mind.
I think what you said just a second ago is absolutely right. The more you look at them, it's a brilliant way to be able to spend a lot of money without having to hit donation limits or start a super PAC, all this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, just puts his name in the hat and then just says, yeah, I wrote my check, myself a check for $400 million out of my underwear drawer that I found in the couch. So let's listen to Ed O'Keefe talking about what's going to happen with these five Democrat senators. Now, four Democrat senators were shy of Cory Booker. That's why I wanted to make you sad. And is there really something kind of behind this? But also, we're going to hit some new polling information.
Five of the Democrats running for president will have to leave the campaign trail to be jurors in the upcoming Senate impeachment trial.
Not four now.
Now, this is a very tricky time. The Iowa caucuses are just 3 weeks away from today. Ed O'Keefe is in Washington with more on this story. Boy, I talk about bad timing for the senators. What are they planning to do?
The five senators all say they'll be in Washington for the trial to fulfill their constitutional duties, but they might sneak out of town during breaks to try to meet with voters. Bernie Sanders and Amy Klobuchar say they might charter jets from D.C. to Iowa and New Hampshire for nighttime rallies.
No.
Get them back to D.C. in the same night. Elizabeth Warren and Klobuchar also plan to deploy their husbands, while Sanders is expected to send out supporters like Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to seek out support. Meanwhile, a new Iowa poll out over the weekend shows the race remains unsettled. Sanders is on top, followed by Warren, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and former Vice President Joe Biden.
Let me tell you, the Des Moines Register, having been exposed to that paper for a lot of years, they are by far the most accurate polling in Iowa. They really take pride in being right. They really spend the money to do the polling and to do it properly. People have tried to attach their name to the Des Moines Register to get them included in it, but they won't do to the standards that Des Moines Register wants it to be done. Another thing that my friend said is that, I've done bus tours and presidential events, he said, and same thing happened with Biden when he did his kind of tour, limited the number of press, and they had a press bus, there were only 15 people on it. Michael Bloomberg only has press around him that are doing an immediate interview with him. He didn't carry press around with him. He didn't do that stuff at all. He walks. The only time they see him is when they're forcing an interview or when he's walking into a room that he's speaking to. They're not doing the grab bag, which is actually kind of fun, where you're hauling the press around with you and they're kind of seeing the background of the campaign. He's supposed to have more staff than you could imagine. The staff are bumping into each other, and it's just like, you want to come to work for me? I'll pay you, type of thing. So we may need to go get a job. So let's listen to Ed O'Keefe talking about Bernie polls and the attack.
So, Ed, Bernie Sanders, we just see, has a lead in Iowa, but we also hear that he's kicking up the attacks on his rivals. What's he saying?
That's right. His campaign over the weekend, Gail, once again criticized Biden's support for the Iraq war, but Sanders denied that he approved a script instructing his volunteers to criticize Warren. CBS News has an independently verified a script obtained by Politico that reportedly instructs volunteers to tell voters that Warren only appeals to, quote, highly educated, more affluent people, and that she won't be able to expand the base of the Democratic Party. Warren responded on Sunday.
I was disappointed to hear that Bernie is sending his volunteers out to trash me. Bernie knows me and has known me for a long time. We all saw the impact of the factionalism in 2016, and we can't have a repeat of that. Democrats need to unite our party.
Warren doubled down on her response last night by sending out a fundraising email that called out Sanders' attacks. Gail, it's cold in Iowa this morning, but the campaign is heating up.
Ooh, I knew he was going to say that, since it said cold in Iowa. To give you an idea of what I was talking about on the polling, Des Moines Register did a poll with CNN that went from January the 2nd to January the 8th, in which they had Biden at 15, Sanders at 20, Buttigieg at 16, Warren at 17. Then Monmouth did a poll from January the 9th to the 12th, 405 likely voters. They have Biden at 24. Remember, Des Moines Register had him at 15. They have Sanders at 18. Des Moines Register has him at 20. They have Buttigieg at 17. Des Moines Register has him at 16. Warren at 15. Des Moines Register had 17. That's a big discrepancy, and they should be tearing tighter. But my money is on the Des Moines Register poll. And that should tell you that Sanders is doing well, and interestingly enough, Biden isn't. Mm. Here's another thing I've learned from Iowa. Iowa caucuses are like nothing else in the world. I got to go to one in 1984 because I flew in and did the Reagan trip. He only did a handful of trips in 84. We mainly were surrogate oriented, but I had surrogates that have just finished, went in, and I went to the Iowa caucus. And what you do is you go to, say, a gym or a church or a house, and you're sitting there, and you go in and you declare. So say there are eight candidates that or have their names in. Mm-hmm. You go in and say, I'm a Bernie Sanders person. They say, well, you go over there, the position number one. I'm a Joe Biden person. You go over there, position number two, say, hypothetically. And if you don't have 15% of the people that are there at your caucus site,
okay,
then you don't get to caucus anymore. Your caucus gets thrown away, and then you can go to any other caucus that's there, or you can leave.
Hmm.
And so it's a rolling number that they're always trying to get to 15%. The key is turning your people out. Buttigieg has a huge operation that is very staff-oriented and staff very highly. Bernie Sanders has a good staff that he's paying more to, but I wonder if they're working overtime. I think he has the ability to turn some people out. Elizabeth Warren certainly has, from crowd size, so her crowd size have dwindled substantially in this recent three-week kind of window we've gone through, kind of right before Christmas. She was doing great. You remember we were doing the reports in New Hampshire and Iowa of the crowds, and then she just started fizzling out when she got into the Medicare for All. The interesting thing is Biden doesn't. And when you call somebody on the phone and say, Joey, who are you voting for? And who are you going to caucus for? And you say, Joe Biden. The question will be, will Joey show up? Or are you just saying that so you can say I'm supporting Joe Biden?
Probably just saying that. It's also like, is it going to be cold that day?
Exactly. It was a snowstorm.
Yep.
Because on the night that I was there, there was a storm coming in, and it certainly retarded some of the turnout.
Yeah.
And some of these places are just out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, and Iowa's a good spot to get you show, hey, I'm serious. People in a state voted for me. I don't know if Biden necessarily needs that.
I just don't think the people that are supporting Biden are doing it because they really love Biden and they're going to go walking out in the cold. I think that's if you really love Bernie Sanders, or you really love Elizabeth Warren, or you did really love Elizabeth Warren. So if he falls down at a facility and he doesn't have 15% of the vote, then he's out at that one caucus site.
He's not even going to get any delegates
from
that one site.
Well, the delegates are decided by congressional district, then at large.
Okay, yeah.
So you could have that one site not have 15%, but in the congressional district, did he get 15%? And some of these congressional districts are Ames, Iowa, home of University of Iowa, I believe, and then Iowa City, Iowa State University, things like that. Guess who's going to do really well there? Bernie.
Bernie, indeed.
And Buttigieg is, I'm not sure where his numbers are coming from, but, you know, 17% on one poll, 16 on the other, but the Des Moines Register at 16, that's a pretty healthy number.
That is. And apparently he has a really good organization in Iowa.
Very good organization. He's done the right thing. He's put the money into those front states. And you remember we did the report yesterday talking about no one, with the exception of Bill Clinton, has come out of Iowa and New Hampshire and lost that got the nomination and then won.
And I think these early states are crucial for somebody like a Pete Buttigieg. Whereas I don't think Biden necessarily needs it, but I think it's crucial to these, yeah, these three we've been talking about, Warren, Bernie, and Buttigieg.
So this is, and we're talking about 3 weeks from tonight.
That's crazy.
Isn't that neat?
Because in the midst of impeachment, too, how many, like we talked about earlier, how many senators could be sitting there listening to Mitch McConnell go, oh, motion, call the next argument.
Well, Kevin McCarthy thinks that there's something amiss here.
Hmm.
And he thinks that that Pelosi is doing something to kind of tamper with the election. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that she may inadvertently be doing this, but Kevin McCarthy, what happens this week with impeachment, and it hurts Bernie.
What happens this week? You've got to vote on the House managers for the impeachment trial. And then this impeachment trial, which I assume will begin this upcoming week, could go for several weeks. Tell us how you see it playing out.
We first have to name the managers and vote on it. Remember where the Democrats said this was so urgent that they had to move this so quickly before the end of the year. And now Nancy Pelosi has been holding the papers. So sometimes we'll vote after their caucus would be Wednesday or Thursday. So I find it very difficult for the Senate to even start impeachment this week. And what happens with impeachment is the senators have to be in their desk. They cannot have a phone. They cannot talk to one another. And they stay in their desk. With the Clinton impeachment, it lasted 5 weeks. And this is the dirty little secret that nobody is talking about, why the speaker held these papers. Remember what happened in the last nomination process, where the DNC chairman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, had to resign the night before the nomination convention started because they had found out they had cheated Senator Bernie Sanders from the opportunity to become the nominee. They are doing the exact same thing right now. The Iowa caucus is on February 3rd. Bernie Sanders is in first place. And what this does is this benefits Joe Biden. This harms Senator Sanders, who is in first place and could become their nominee, because he will be stuck in a chair because Nancy Pelosi held the papers different than what she said to the American public why she had to move so urgent.
That, and what it is, it takes him off the battlefield. And takes Elizabeth Warren off the battlefield. Corey, we didn't make it.
And as you just explained with the caucusing, and all, I think it's crucial for people to be there in Iowa when all this caucusing is happening. It gives extra motivation to get out there.
Well, now, he's going to be able to fly over on Sunday. He'll be able to fly over at night and then turn around and fly back, as we heard from another report. Of course, I'm sure global warming will kind of take a rest during that time. We wouldn't want any of that. Let me go to a break. I have more Kevin McCarthy. Interesting proposition to consider.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27292228, that's where we are. Did we go straight to three and we skipped one? Okay, let's go. Let's start back in. Kevin McCarthy on Pelosi resolution.
Congress now grappling with the fallout from the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. The House passed a resolution that reaffirms the 1973 War Powers Act that seeks to limit the president from taking further military action. Many Republicans say this could actually weaken America's position in the Middle East. Joining me right now is House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Let's go through these War Powers Act. The House, obviously, on Friday voted. Can you tell us a little about this and where this is going?
Well, this resolution we passed is going nowhere because it's the way they passed it. They did a concurrent resolution. And you have to understand this, Maria, that a concurrent resolution is only used for, like, the soapbox derby or giving a medal that we did to Jack Nicklaus. This is non-binding. This will not go to the president. It will not change the War Powers Act. And it's what the Democrats have done. I mean, think about what the President Trump has done. It's his natural instinct to always put America first and keep us safe. The Democrats' instinct is to blame America first. Instead of having a resolution on the floor condemning Iran for shooting down a civilian aircraft, or will we have a resolution on the floor this week standing with those individuals who seek freedom in Iran? I don't believe we will, because these Democrats will do anything to defame the president over defending this nation.
Which was, we got that out of the Nancy Pelosi interview without a doubt. So now Kevin McCarthy's going to be talking about swing districts and how it's affecting Democrats out here. Listen in.
Eight Democrats oppose this resolution. Six are in the swing districts won by Donald Trump. Talk about that, because I know that you've talked before in the past about those swing districts really watching and pressuring Nancy Pelosi to not go forward with the impeachment. But we know that the articles are going to the Senate this upcoming week.
Well, last year it would take 19 new seats to win the majority. And this year it only takes 18, because a Democrat, Jeff Van Drew, switched parties over impeachment and the way Nancy Pelosi has been treating. He's a Republican now, and where his positions are. There are 30 Democrats who sit in seats that President Trump carried. We only need 18 to win the majority. They are seeing the tide continuing to shift as Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, continues to stand with the socialist wing of the Democratic Party instead of standing where America wants to see us.
You know, one thing I wish they would do is don't do the knee-jerk reaction phrases like socialist Democrat Party, that if you start sounding like Democrats where you just throw labels out there to get people to be on your side, and that's not the way to approach this. But these guys do have a problem here, and if you take everything in the lens that Nancy Pelosi is doing all of this because she has a caucus that is forcing her to do it, versus that she, A, really believes in what she's doing constitutionally, or B, that the AOC squad type people, that liberal element of the Democrat Party, is pushing her to do it because she wouldn't be Speaker. So now McCarthy's talking about the delay benefits Biden and hurts Bernie, and Bernie doubles down.
So you think that it's by design that Nancy Pelosi is sending the articles now, slow walking the impeachment trial, to have those senators in the room? I mean, that's collusion, that's obstruction. Once again, keeping Bernie Sanders at bay and clearing the decks for Joe Biden, is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Remember what the Democratic Party actually did this time. They removed the superdelegates from the first round of voting because what they had done to Senator Sanders. Now they don't have that power had he got to the convention fairly. So what do the power does the Speaker have? Remember, when she first started impeachment, I sent her a letter about process. Could we have a fair process? Lying out 10 questions, the exact same process we had for Bill Clinton or Richard Nixon. She ignored that and didn't care about process. Now she tries in hypocrisy bring up process in the Senate where she has no power. She told the American public it was urgent. She had to move so fast. The only reason why she should be that she's doing this that no one's talking about, it is harming the Bernie Sanders, the senator, who is becoming into first place, who could win Iowa and propel himself to be the nominee. It's the exact same thing they did to him 4 years ago.
Remember that? And they did away with it. The superdelegates can come in on the second ballot if there's not a winner. And the superdelegates are elected Democrats, members of Congress, governors, senators from each state. So that, you know, and actually, so therefore, Kamala Harris is a superdelegate. Bernie Sanders is a superdelegate. And the only thing is, Bernie Sanders is not liked in the U.S. Senate.
Right.
So the superdelegates, he's not going to be looked upon favorably by the superdelegates that are in the Senate, at least. I'm not sure about the House, other than AOC. But I guess you could send AOC out to do his pimping for him.
Yeah, in my mind, unless Bernie walks into that convention with the delegates on that first ballot, I don't think he's going to be your nominee.
Unless he brokers something with somebody.
It's possible. I just don't, because of what you just said about superdelegates, they come in on the second ballot. I just don't. It would have to be something. It would surprise me. Always possible. But it'd be
what would you think about a Sanders-Buttigieg combo?
Could be somewhat effective. I wonder.
I don't think it'll win. I just
they get their identity politics box checked off. You know, with Peter, Mayor Pete being the
former Mayor Pete.
Yeah, former mayor now. Buttigieg being a gay man. But I really feel like there's a lot in that party. I know it sounds simplistic, but who won a female on the ticket? Some VP or president?
Elizabeth Warren.
Mm-hmm. Man, talk about the uber progressive ticket, like Bernie and Liz.
Ugh. Let's just campaign in Vermont and California and New York City.
I just hear Trump go, oh, crazy Bernie. Crazy Bernie and Pocahontas. They're out to get me.
They had a great piece on that talking about Trump and the history of Trump, and it went over the 2016. I had forgotten so much about that.
It's good.
The Ted Cruz stuff. That was amazing. Him accusing him of messing up Ben Carson.
Your wife's kind of ugly too, Ted.
I was sitting there watching Marco Rubio, and he was just laughing at some of the stuff. But then all of a sudden, that ire started going against him instead of Ted Cruz, because he was kind of cheering him on when it was Ted Cruz being knocked out. It was priceless. I mean, I laughed my ear. Going to be back after our top of the hour break.